This is KUT. Is your supermarket already completely stocked with school supplies? Well, brace yourself. Back-to-school shopping is not for the faint of heart. To the uninitiated, it may seem like total madness, but really, it's family time. Parents reading school lists out loud and children running around in search of items. It's also a time children in foster care rarely experience. As KUT's Joy Diaz reports, for the first time, a nonprofit is trying to provide children in foster care with a similar experience.
Marcos Cantu stands in a warehouse where a couple of fans blow hot and muggy air. He doesn't seem to mind the heat. Neither do his volunteers.
Okay, so I'll show you how to grab a bag and fill it. So right here, this is all boys' stuff, so you'll go here to this pile. Shirt size 5, pant size 5.
Okay.
2 of those and 4 of those, and then we'll staple it up and just put it down here.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yeah.
The clothes are brand new, with tags still on and everything. Partnerships for Children, the nonprofit Cantu works for, bought them.
We want everything to be as close to what everyone likes to wear as possible. We can't provide like Nike or anything like that, but
for the first time tomorrow, Partnerships for Children will throw a back-to-school bash for kids in the foster care system. There will be snow cones and moonwalks, and the kids will get their new clothes and new backpacks. More than 400 navy blue and hot pink backpacks sit on shelves behind Cantu.
We had a group come in last week and fill them, and so they have crayons, glue, scissors, paper, pencils, everything that you need. And these are nice backpacks. They're from IKEA.
Among those sorting the clothes and packing them is Michelle McElrath.
We're with the National Charity League North Austin chapter, and we're a mother-daughter service organization.
McElrath and her 11-year-old, Ellie, are new to this type of philanthropy.
So your mom was telling me that this is sort of new for you.
Yeah, but it's fun.
What is something that you've learned so far?
There's a lot of people in need, really in like the Austin area, and I don't know, it's kind of important that we all try to help them.
Did you not know that?
I knew that there was some people, because you drive around and you'd see a bunch of like homeless people, but now like after doing a bunch of like volunteer opportunities, I've seen that there are a lot more people that need help.
Last year, almost 28,000 Texas children were involved with the Department of Child Protective Services. When they're removed from their homes, Cantu says some have nothing with them.
Just a couple weeks ago, a caseworker came in and she's like, do y'all have any clothing? Because this little boy's clothes was all soaked in, you know, meth. It was a meth home. They had to be removed. So they couldn't take anything out of the home because everything had residue on it.
Even their underwear had to be destroyed. Since 2003, Partnerships for Children has stocked what they call a rainbow room. Everything is brand new. Beds, stuffed animals, shoes. There's a rainbow room in every Texas county. They don't take used stuff. Monetary donations are to fulfill the needs of children in crisis. The mission is to provide everything a child needs, even perhaps a piece of normalcy, in the rainbow room. Joy Diaz, KUT News.